Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Hi, this is Tom from the Sky Family. Welcome to Sky's Revival Radio, where we believe in old-fashioned revival that comes from the old-fashioned gospel. Our desire is to turn everyone, everywhere back to the gospels. Read the gospels for yourself. Take the challenge to read just the gospel of Matthew alone. Take the 30-page challenge that will change your life. It will clear out your head. It'll get your feet on the firm, hard path that leads to life. It will direct you to the highway. Our series here is on the Gospel of Matthew, and it is to encourage us all to get back to the words of Jesus. We're always tending to stray from Jesus' words. We're always trying to make a little softer gospel, a little easier way to follow the Lord. But there is no easy way. The way is clear. We must pick up our cross and follow Jesus. And that means change in our lives. That means not going on as status quo. It means taking the Lord's words and acting upon them, becoming doers of the word and not merely hearers. The lesson for today is taken from Matthew chapter 22 and its parallel account in Luke chapter 14. Now, before we start, I just want to ask you a question, and that is, did you know that most of the people who miss out on the kingdom of heaven are not bad people? It's not mainly drug addicts and hardened criminals who miss the kingdom of God. No, the Bible tells us clearly, especially in Matthew 22, that it is regular, ordinary, and even good people who miss out on the kingdom of heaven, and that they make up the great majority of those who miss the kingdom of heaven. And the reason that they miss the kingdom is because they are too distracted by the things of the world to attend to the things of God. Jesus gives us the following illustration. He compares the kingdom of heaven to a king who prepares a great banquet for his people. And it's a very lavish affair. It is a banquet fit for a king and provided by a king. So no expense has been spared. And the king, when all is ready, sends out the invitations to his friends to come to the banquet, come to the feast. Everything is ready, and he is glad to tell them that everything is prepared. Now, everything is going along just fine until an invitation comes back to him, and the RSVP says, "I'm sorry, I can't make it." And the king is a little bit confused by that. But then another invitation comes back, and the RSVP says, "Oh, please excuse me as well. I also can't make it." And then another comes back and says, "I can't make it." And after a period of time, every single invitation has come back to the king saying, "I'm sorry, but I can't make it." Now, what are some of the reasons that they didn't come? Well, Jesus tells us clearly that part of them turned down the invitation to the king because they were too busy acquiring material things, material possessions. In this case, it was acquiring some land. He was so excited about seeing the land that he didn't have time or desire to go to the king's banquet He wanted to check out his new property. And so he didn't come. Another group that didn't come were those who were too caught up in their business pursuits. The business at the time would have been farming with oxen. And so this fellow had just bought 5 yoke of oxen, and that would be the equivalent of buying a beautiful brand new 4-wheel drive John Deere tractor today. And so he was so excited about his new acquisition that he didn't have time to go to the banquet, or he really had no interest in going because he couldn't wait to check out his new tractor. The next group that turned down the king's invitation were those who were simply caught up in the responsibilities of family life, the pressures of family life, and all of the demands, and they couldn't see their way clear to go to the king's banquet because they were too busy. So after the king got all of the RSVPs saying that no one was coming, he was understandably rather irritated and disappointed and hurt. And he clapped his hands and he sent his servants out to go out into the highways and the byways to gather in others who would be grateful that they were invited to the king's banquet. And he said that those who had been invited must be kept out and would by no means have part of his feast. Now you can imagine when the invitations first went out, they went out to the friends of the king. And who would the friends of the king be? Well, that'd be the wealthy, they would be the landowners, they would be the nobility, they would be people in places of responsibility. It would have been all the good people of the land would have been the ones that were the friends of the king. Well, all the friends, all those who were good people, turned down the king's invitation, and now the king is sending his servants out to compel those who are rejects, misfits, the poor, and even criminals to come in to his banquet so that his hall would be filled with people. Now, this applies to us so well today because God sends us an invitation to a banquet which he has prepared for us, a great feast of the presence of God, of the Word of God, of the peace that passes understanding, the joy unspeakable, love, fulfillment, security. All these things are found in Christ. And the Lord sends out an invitation to us to come to his banquet, to feast on the Word of God, to enjoy his company, to dwell with him. He calls us. And who does he call? He calls his friends. He calls to all of us churchgoers. He calls to all those who are the good people of the society. He calls to us. But do we respond to the call? Do we come to the banquet of the king? No, we're too busy to go to the banquet of the king. And so we bring before the Lord our excuse that we are too busy in our business. We're too wrapped up in our business. We don't have time for God right now. Or we are too busy with our acquiring possessions and things of the world. We don't have time for God right now because we're working on building a new house. Or we don't have time for God because we're too busy running our kids back and forth to soccer. So the last group is just the soccer moms that are too busy for God. We're too caught up in the pursuits of the world and the obligations and the demands of family life that we don't have time for God. And so we turn him down. We turn down the invitation of the king. And as we do so, day by day, which is where the majority of Christians are today in North America, day by day, the Lord sends out invitations to us to come to his banquet, to come to his feast. And day by day by day, we are too busy for his invitation and we turn him down. Now, as we consistently do this, we become big losers on two accounts. The first is that we miss out on the banquet of God. We miss the feast that he has prepared for us. And what was that feast again? It was all the things found in God. The peace that you desire so badly that you're missing, freedom from fear. The joy that has been lacking is found in Christ. The love that you so desire is found in the heart of Jesus. Fulfillment so that your life is meaningful is found in Jesus. And so as we are too busy, caught up seeking these things in the world and not finding them, we're neglecting the one who is holding out that banquet to us. Or we might just be too distracted with our entertainment. That's one of the biggest stumbling blocks that we have in the church today. We're too busy with our entertainment and our sports to pay any heed to the invitation of the Lord to come to his banquet and to dwell with him and to enjoy his company. And so we become big losers because we no longer are partaking in the joy of the Lord or drinking from the well of salvation or bathing in the river of life. And so we become drier and drier and more disappointed. No fulfillment. Our life becomes meaningless. We become empty and devoid of life. And as we travel across the continent, we find that this is the case. By and large, Christians everywhere are empty, their eyes are dead, they have no song, they have no joy, they have no light, and they have no life. And the reason is very simple. The king is sending an invitation to come to the feast for your soul that he has prepared, and no one is going. Everyone is too busy in the world seeking and running after the things of the world to take any time to heed the call of God. And so we lose out and our lives become so devoid of meaning. The second way we become big losers is that we make the king mad. If we keep turning down the Lord's invitation, who's to say that the Lord won't clap his hands and go send his servants out to find someone who will be glad to come and take our place? This is what Jesus says in this parable. It's very serious to offend the king. If we consistently ignore his call, we are putting ourselves in great danger and we'll miss out on the kingdom of God because we're distracted from God by our iPhone, or we're trading the kingdom of God because we're too busy for him because of a football or a hockey puck. This is a very bad trade. So we have to take heed to the call. So we call people everywhere to do the most sensible, rational, reasonable thing that any human could ever do. And that is RSVP the king, I'm coming. Right back to the king and say, make room, I'm coming. I'm coming to the banquet of God. Now, as you hear this and you want to respond to the call and you want to go to the king's feast, you might think, how do I do that? How do I actually attend the king's banquet? Well, the first thing is to be reconciled to God through Jesus. Humble yourself before the Lord. Confess your sins. Invite Christ to be the Lord of your life. Accept his pardon. Receive his grace and be forgiven of your sins. This is accepting the invitation. And now you want to go to the banquet. It's not good enough to simply accept the invitation. We must actually go to the banquet, and this is where many of us fall short. We accept the invitation, but then we never go to the feast. Well, today we're going to explain how to go to the feast. The feast is nothing more than enjoying the presence of God and enjoying His Word and feasting on His Word. And the way to go to the feast is by simply making time for God. To go to the banquet simply means setting apart time for God. He's the only thing that matters in your life. He's the only one who really matters. Set apart time. How much time do you set apart for your entertainment every day? Well, that entertainment is killing you. How much time are you spending setting apart for God? That time is going to bring you life. So set apart time for God. Set apart an hour in the morning or at night, or a half hour in the morning and a half hour at night. Spend some time with the Lord, alone with Him. And you have to be very determined, because the world will never make time for you to be with God. So you have to be determined and set that time apart for the Lord. And when you get that time set apart and you turn off all your eye devices and you unplug your TV and you pull down the shades and you lock the door and you put up a quarantine sign and you got your time with the Lord, what do you do? How do you partake of the banquet? Well, the first thing to do is spend some time in the Word of God. And you think, well, where should I read? I'm glad you asked. Start at the first page of the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew, and take our 30-page challenge. Read the Gospel of Matthew starting today. Starting this very day, spend time and read one page in the Gospel of Matthew and meditate on it. And you will find that it is a feast for your soul. It will completely clear up so many misunderstandings. Spend some time reading the Word of God and meditating on it. Spend some time in prayer. What should you pray for? Well, pray for yourself first. Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart and to find any areas in your life where you are falling short of the Lord's Word. Look and examine your heart and see any areas of sin. See if there's any areas of bitterness or jealousy or anger or lust or pride, and bring them before the Lord. Confess your sins every day to the Lord. And as you do, you're just made completely clean. You're just washed clean and you're in right standing with God. Don't let any sin build up in your life. And then begin to pray for your family. Spend some time praying for your family. It will do more good than anything else you could possibly do for your family. Pray for your community. Pray for your schools. Pray for your church. Pray for your pastor and your leaders. Pray for the leaders of your country. Spend some time in prayer. Then spend some time praising God, thanking Him for all that He has done. Look outside or take a walk and enjoy the handiwork of God. Begin to enjoy the creation that reveals the very heart of the Creator. And after you've done these things, you'll find that you have spent an hour with the Lord, which you didn't even think was possible. You'll find that you have spent an hour with God, and it was the best time you've had in a long time. And as you persist in doing this daily, making a commitment to spend time with the Lord, to go to the banquet of the Lord day by day, you will find some amazing changes taking place in your heart and in your life. You'll find that the well of salvation is beginning to spring up in you. You'll find you have a song in your heart and praise on your lips and light in your eyes. You'll find that you're being transformed because you're spending time in the presence of God and you're drinking living water and you're responding to the Lord's call and you're finding that the Lord is wonderful. The Lord invites us in Psalm 34, taste and see that the Lord is good. See if the things I'm saying aren't true. And I challenge you today to see that these things are true. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we say yes to your invitation. We respond, make room for me, Lord, I'm coming. Lord, please forgive us for all of our distractions. Forgive us for being so caught up in the pursuit of the things of the world that we're neglecting the things of God. Please forgive us, O Lord, and help us to make you our priority, that seeking you would be the number one thing on our day's list of duties. And even though we might be so busy with our family that we feel like we don't have time, Lord, we want to make time for you, that we might drink living water that flows from your throne. Please make us into the living bride of Christ that is called out, separated from the world, cleaving to you, that loves you more than anything in the world. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have uplifting and edifying material available on our website, skiesrevivalradio.org. The first book of the Revival Begins With You series is perhaps the most inspiring of all. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door to Radiant Life. It will help you to sort through all the noise and take you back to the genuine old-fashioned gospel that's reminiscent of George Whitefield, D.L. Moody, and Charles Spurgeon. It's available in both printed and digital formats. And our Celtic Revival CD is also available, along with our brand new CD called Courageous. All of these will lift your spirit up to the heavenlies. Please type in Skies Revival Radio and take advantage of these books and CDs, especially made to lift you up out of the miry clay and set your feet on the straight and narrow path that leads to life.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they are supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051, or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Skies Celtic Revival CD, which is available on the Sky Family website or on iTunes.